This is Jay Koshy, Christian Chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day. Today, I'm going to focus on a few verses from Psalm 37. We'll start reading from verse 3. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy a safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So as we look at this, it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Trusting in God, sometimes that's hard to do. We don't want to trust in God. However, think about the fact, if you've ever gone in a plane, in order to fly in the plane, you're pretty much putting your trust in the pilot and the crew, especially the pilot, co-pilot, and others who are flying the plane. And in a way, even mechanics who have maintained the plane. You don't know any of those people, probably, and yet you are putting a certain level of trust in them. Well, if you're willing to do that, how much more we should be putting our trust in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has created us and who has wonderful plans for us. As it says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." And so as we trust in this God who has plans for us, who wants to prosper us, who does not want to harm us, shouldn't we be trusting in him? And then as we move on, we see that it says, dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. So wherever you are, dwell there. In other words, you should be making best use of wherever God has placed you and enjoy that as well. Don't necessarily be pining for something different. Enjoy the gifts and the place that God has granted you to be in, and enjoy safe pasture, the safety and the blessings that God has bestowed on you. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is such a great verse. As we delight in God, he gives us the desires of our heart. So one way to think about this is that as we delight in God, our desires change. In fact, what should we be desiring the most of all? I would say we should be desiring intimacy and closeness with God. We should be desiring to worship him and spend time with him and get to know him better. And so as we delight in God, our primary desire as a believer should be coming about getting closer to God. When we delight in God, our desires will probably change. A lot of the things that we wanted before we became Christians will change as we spend time with God and spend time in his word. And as we get closer to God, he will be blessing us to be able to get those desires, those things which are truly good for us. But do notice that those desires may very well be very different than what they were when we were non-Christians before we came to Christ. So I hope that this is an encouragement for you. Please take time to trust in God and do good. Dwell in the land, enjoy safe pasture. Take time to delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. This is Jay Koshy, Christian Chaplain at Syracuse University, your pastor for the day.